don't know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice?
You
don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Talking is what we're talking about, but on Thursdays, we talk about something earth-shaking, and that is football. Kat is here with her predictions, with her analysis, with her obsession with football. How you doing, Kat?
I'm great.
I don't know why I can't hear you. Maybe because I've got the wrong button pushed.
I'm great.
Thank goodness I'm not out there on the field. We're going to have high school football tomorrow night. We will remind folks of that, 6:55. Prairie Central is taking on Olympia.
Should be a good game. Prairie Central needs a win to even think about getting in the playoffs.
Well, there you go. We'll see how it goes down in Stanford, and Mark Strauss is going to have the call. And that's the last we want to talk about the local scene, because we got to talk about the pros. We got to talk about college football. We got to talk about everything.
Well, let's talk about the pros first, because, I'm mad.
Why?
Cam Newton.
What happened to Cam Newton?
He's not very nice sometimes.
What has he done? I have not been following Cam.
Here's the deal. You know, Carolina Panthers feeling pretty cocky. They beat New England last week.
I was just going to say they beat the Patriots. So.
It was a close game, but they won.
Okay.
So yesterday in an interview, a female reporter is asking him a question about routes and this kind of stuff. I'm watching the interview and he starts to get a smug, giggle-looking face and kind of laughs at her a little bit and says, funny to hear a female ask that question.
No!
Oh, Cam. You need to talk to the PR guys up in the front office. Because, you know, a lot of women watch the NFL. A lot of women buy NFL products. And the last thing they need is a quarterback making remarks like that.
Let's be honest. There are a lot of women reporters for the NFL, analysts. You've got a female official. Hello.
Well, and what difference does it make? Obviously, you know, a lot of women, most women, couldn't get out on the field with a lot of the 280-pounders that play football, but neither could I.
No.
So, I mean, what difference does it make? How is it a woman can't understand football?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a crazy stereotype, and I'm not trying to get on some soapbox here, but come on, Cam.
I know.
Why would you even say something like that?
He's 28 years old. You're not a baby anymore.
Exactly.
We can't forgive you because, oopsie, you're too immature to talk like a grown man. So, yeah, I'm a little upset with him.
And what I always think would be funny is if a female or any other reporter, if a quarterback or anybody else wants to make a remark about basically saying you don't understand the game of football, those reporters should have a catalog of the days when those quarterbacks went out and just absolutely blew chunks and say, well, why were you so horribly bad when you played against so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you, because see, that's where I first noticed your inability to execute the game plan.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you could just tear them to pieces.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know how they don't get that.
She took the high road. The front office says that he talked to her afterwards and apologized. She's come out today and said, really? He apologized? I missed that apology.
Brace yourself, Cam. She's going to be following your career.
She ain't going to be friendly. So the Carolina Panthers head to Detroit this weekend, so I'm expecting a loss for the Panthers. So enjoy your big win against New England, because the number one paid quarterback's going to take you down. That's my prediction.
It could happen.
Tonight we have the Patriots at the Buccaneers. Oh, don't count the Buccaneers out. They're feeling good, too. They came off of a win, and now we know there's chink in the armor there.
Well, there's been a lot of people say that, the Patriots are an aging team.
Yes.
But we've said that again and again and again about the Patriots. They like to keep the guys they like, and so we'll see.
Bill Belichick is the best in the business, and he's probably going to pull this out. But I think it could be a good game. The other game that we want to watch, we may not get to college football today.
Okay.
Although we will have the Illini here Saturday.
Okay.
They're taking on Iowa. I'm not going to make a prediction on that game. However, Monday night, we head to Chicago. We got the Vikings taking on the Bears. How many times did I sit right here in this chair, Todd, and tell you Mike Glennon is the guy? There's no quarterback controversy there. They're going to stick with him.
Well, you did say it a few times.
Not so much. Well, not so much. The big news came out on Monday that Trubisky is going to start. A lot of people have been trying to figure out why he wasn't starting sooner. It's not that Mike Glennon played bad. He didn't. And the preseason, he looked good. So did Trubisky. But there just seems to be a little loss in oomph. And you're going to have that when you can't pull out a win when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But Trubisky, they say, is just a spark, man. He's just a spark, and maybe the spark that they need. So they're going to go with him.
Well, that was the same talk. I'm old enough to remember when they were debating whether or not Jim McMahon should start.
Yes.
And they said, yeah, he's splashy and he does all these things. But can he do it? Can he really lead a football team? And, of course, he could. I mean, he was definitely inspirational. He drove a lot of the guys crazy. I've heard read many interviews over the years that back in the McMahon days, the offensive linemen especially said you never knew what was going to happen. But
yeah,
at the same time, look at the team he led, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, and a lot of those players will come out and tell you, had we gotten rid of McMahon after that season or not played him, they think they would have went on to continue to win. So there's always going to be that, you know, if you don't win, you got to blame somebody. John Fox did handle this very good with Glennon and Trubisky and said he gave it all he had. So it's good for the coach to come out and say, listen, I had faith in him. I still believe he did everything he possibly could. For whatever reasons, it's just not working.
Well, and sometimes you have to wait for a young quarterback to be ready, because you can hurt a quarterback's career if you send him out on the field too soon and they just have nothing but their head handed to them.
He only started one year in college.
That can definitely hurt them. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Just his senior year, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he timed it right.
He did.
You don't want to have a great sophomore season and then sit on the bench in your junior and senior year. You want to make sure you set everything up to make yourself look good for the draft.
But the number one thing is the fans are behind it.
Sure.
The fans have been calling for him, so, you know, they don't have anything to lose at this point. Get him out there and see what happens. Because they're going to forgive him being a rookie, whereas Glennon has the experience, quotes, air quotes, you know, coming from Tampa. So we'll see.
We will see. And we just, you know, anytime you talk about football, you have to keep a certain historical perspective. And there was a guy, I can't think of his name. Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
And everybody said, you can't play this loser. Nobody wanted to draft him. And look where he is now. So
he was drafted like, what, 22?
It was unbelievable.
Some crazy thing. To watch that draft and watch his poor face as he sat there getting passed over.
He basically had to beg for a chance. And a lot of people predicted that even though he was drafted, he'd never make it through training camp.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he just had this cloud over his head. And it's gone now. So I'm wishing the same thing for Trubisky up in Chicago.
I am too. We need a good. Let's put it to you that way.
85 was a long time ago.
That's right. I will say, looking at college football, if you want to flip around tonight, Louisville's taking on North Carolina State. I think that could be a good game. And then always a good game between Michigan State and Michigan. Mm. Big rivalry up there. That'll be tomorrow or Saturday. So another good weekend of football. It hasn't been a great weekend of football for me, Todd. Been a little upset. My college games, I shut them off because they're just blowouts. So I'm looking forward to some good stuff this weekend.
That is the worst. It stings when your team loses. But if they lose in an incredibly tough game, you still have the enjoyment of the game, you know.
Hey.
But you're right. There's nothing worse than a blowout. It's terrible.
Yeah, and it was all across the board. Every game I wanted to watch last week was like, seriously?
Over in the middle of the second quarter.
Kind of like the Houston Texans winning last week. 57 points, a record.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, he's the real deal. Just saying.
We'll see how it goes. The word fluke always comes up till you show that you can do it again and again and again. You know?
That's true. That's what you have to do.
Kat, we have to watch the games now.
Yes, we do.
That is the real trick, is finding the time to watch the games. We'll see how it all turns out.
Sounds good to me.
I'm Todd. She's Kat. And one more reminder, football right here, Prairie Central and Olympia, 6:55 tomorrow night on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.